Iowa has been the better football team this year. But the Wisconsin Badgers are on a roll coming into their annual brawl. This time it's going to be in Madison. Wisconsin beat Purdue on the road 30-13 last weekend. And Paul Chryst's team has now won three straight. The Hawkeyes were a top two team before an upset loss at home to those same Boilermakers. Hello, everybody. Welcome to Sports and Commentary today. This is Greg Stewart. Our show is sponsored by your tax-deductible contributions to Western Wisconsin's Inspirational Broadcaster Incorporated. You can find us anytime for all the info you need to give, connect, and let us know you're out there at WWIB.com. Both defenses, Iowa and Wisconsin, are big Big Ten tough, and a young man who knows all about defense is on the phone with me today. Iowa starting D tackle Logan Lee. He's 6'5", 277 pounds, a sophomore out of Orion, Illinois. He's got 24 tackles, one sack for the 10th ranked Hawkeyes. Logan, thanks for coming back today. Tell me about being a starter. This is the first year you've been a starter on defense. How's that changed life for you?
Yeah, it's just things have picked up a little bit with intensity and busyness, just being able to it's just important just being able to take the time to watch more film, and you definitely get a lot more reps in practice as well. So the intensity has just changed a lot since the past couple of years for me.
I bet. So what's been the biggest things you've learned about what it means to be a college athlete in your 2 years there?
Yeah, I think the biggest thing at the University of Iowa is just you will reap what you sow. So just being able to put in the time, you will end up seeing significant improvements, and it'll help you in the long run, and just being able to develop personally in your life as well as your athletics too. So
yeah, you had lots of interest as a high school football player. I think 7 Big Ten teams offered scholarships to you, and five schools. How did he get locked in for Iowa for you?
Yeah, so for me, growing up, I never really had a set-in-stone favorite college team, per se, but one thing that really struck me about the Iowa football program was just their developmental system and how they took a lot of under-recruited athletes and developed them into star athletes that end up having success at the college and NFL, at the NFL levels. The University of Iowa was the first school that actually offered me, so I ended up getting a lot of attention over the next 2 months. I think it was March of my sophomore year, I believe. I got my first offer from University of Iowa, and then I ended up getting 8 or 9 other offers by June when I committed to the University of Iowa. And the main things that just stuck out to me were their developmental system and the physicality of the program, just knowing I was able to visit a lot of different schools, and it was very hard to find a school that matched the physicality and the intensity of this program.
Yeah, and you know what it means to be physical and intense and focused as an athlete, because you were a two-time state wrestling champion in high school. So I bet you really appreciate that, enjoy that Iowa Hawkeyes wrestling team, huh?
Absolutely. It's really fun to watch. And I've got to know some of the guys, too, through Athletes in Action. There's a pretty good turnout of wrestlers there, too. So it's really fun to watch. I try to make as many of the meets as I can just because of my past with wrestling and my appreciation for that sport, because I know the difficulty that comes along with it.
Yeah. Logan Lee, the D-tackle for the Iowa Hawkeyes. You can see him this weekend up here in Madison to face the Badgers. What is your faith story, Logan? Did you grow up in a Christian home, introduced to Christ that way, or did a friend introduce you to a personal relationship with Jesus? Tell me about it.
Yeah, so I ended up growing up in the church. So my family always was pretty active in the church. I always went to Sunday school, always went to church. And some of the biggest things that were impactful in my life, in my youth growing up, were, I'd say, outside of my family, was my pastor growing up. His name was Pastor Mike, and he was truly an amazing pastor. He has since retired, so I still keep in touch with him a little bit, but he's definitely the one that paved the way and really shed light and allowed me to realize how important it was for me to develop my own personal relationship with Christ. I think without him, I don't know quite how strong in my faith I would be. So that's definitely one of the most influential people in my faith life. So.
Terrific. All right, Wisconsin and Iowa this weekend. The Badgers have one of the top defenses in the country. And as a D guy yourself, Logan, you got to admire and appreciate that, huh?
Absolutely. We have a ton of respect for them as a program. we know their demeanor, and we know how much work they put into it on just staying disciplined in their assignments and staying disciplined and not beating themselves. So they're a great program. They have a great legacy, and it's just pretty cool to be able to have the opportunity to compete against a team who is pretty similar to us as a program.
Absolutely. It's going to be a great game, I think. Iowa and Wisconsin this weekend. We've been talking with Logan Lee, number 85, the Hawkeyes defensive tackle this week, about it and about his faith today. Logan, thank you so much. Thanks for spending all this time.
Of course. Thank you very much, Greg. Have a good one.